One of my fondest memories from Vrindavan was when I visited the Sriji Mandir. It was towards the evening, and many devotees had come and assembled before the altar. They all sang this very beautiful prayer to Srimati Radharani. Muninda Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini. It means, oh divine goddess, you are worshipped by the greatest of saints, and you are dispelling the misery of the three worlds. Being a little up on the hill and just hearing these devotion-filled prayers just made their way deep down inside. It passed the rational mind and intelligence, and it put my own devotion aflame. There's a saying, as the social self can only be developed by contact with society, so the spiritual self can only be developed by contact with people who are walking in spiritual life. So meeting these devotees just did something that is unerasable. Of all of Krishna's devotees, Srimati Radharani is supremely exalted. You cannot think of the sun without the rays, nor can you think of musk without fragrance. They are one and different. In the same way, Krishna is unimaginable without Radha. She is Prema Rupa, the form of all transcendental love, Premananda Tarangini, an ocean filled with the bliss of the waves of transcendental love. And she is also Premahara and Premadatri, the giver of transcendental love. There is a very nice prayer to Srimati Radharani which shows us a little bit how to approach Radha. It is written by Rupa Goswami and known as Sri Prarthana Padati. It's a guideline for appealing to divine personalities. And I would like to share a few verses from this prayer, because, as I said, it's a key, it's a guideline, it is very, very important. The first verse, actually the first four verses, are praises. O Queen, whose limbs are more splendid than pure gold, whose eyes are charming like the doe's eyes, whose face defeats millions of moons, and who is dressed in garments as dark as the monsoon cloud. This is how Radha is addressed. She's very effulgent. She is very charming as she looks through her eyes. And the brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons pales before the brilliance of the nails of Radha's lotus feet, and her face is even more effulgent. So the last line says she is dressed in garments as dark as the monsoon cloud. While the monsoon cloud only gives ordinary water, Radha's beauty brings forth the rasa of prema which sprinkles her devotees. Because Radha is Krishnamayi, she who always thinks of Krishna. Welcome back to the next verses in this beautiful prayer.